like to call to order today's meeting of the Governance Committee. Madam Secretary, we have before us the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. You also have the minutes from our October 24th meeting. If you would please take a quick look at those and let us know whether or not you've got any concerns, or unless I hear a motion to approve the minutes.
I move to approve, Mr. Chairman.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, the first information item we have to discuss is the 2014 committee assignments. And you have those in your packet. And they are pretty much reflective of a continuation of our current committee structure. Although I would like to point out that there is a recommendation on the Customer Service and Operations Committee that we expand the membership of that committee from 4 to 8. And that's a result of sort of the evaluation and comments we've received about the fact that there are a lot of issues discussed in that committee, and it probably would benefit from having more representation, more diverse set of representatives on that. So I just wanted to pass that on to you for your thought, if anybody has any comments on that or any other committee assignments. I should also note that Tony has already requested that he be added to the Customer Service Committee, so we'll pass that on to the chairman at the appropriate time. Any comments on the committee assignments? Yes.
Just the recommendation for we have one other committee that's like that, finance, so it would become a committee of the whole.
Finance is a committee of the whole.
No, it would be like safety and security, which has 8.
Safety and security has 8.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments on that point? If not, we will pass this on to, I guess, Lawyer, we don't have to vote on this, do we? Okay. All right. Since it's an information item. Is there
a point of information?
Yes.
Because I never conceived of the Finance and Administration Committee as the committee of the whole, but in that sense, can it take any matters?
Take any matters?
Mm-hmm. You call it a committee of the whole. Does that mean that any matters, including finance, but not just finance?
I would think it would have to be within the purview of the Finance Committee. We've got a general counsel sitting here somewhere, but I would, up there.
Yeah, the bylaws.
I think the bylaws would be pretty clear that you could only take up matters that are rightfully in front of that committee.
But you call it a committee of the whole because all of the members are on it.
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, I may have a couple other motions I want to make in front of this committee if we don't have that role. But yeah, as it may. Any other questions on that? Otherwise, I will entertain a motion to recommend this proposed committee assignments to the full board. Is there a motion out there somewhere?
So moved.
All right. Second? All right. It's been moved and seconded that we refer this proposed committee assignment to the full board. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Yes, ma'am.
It is up to the chair to figure out the actual members,
yes.
Right? I mean, you're
yes.
Referring the structure.
The structure,
and,
yes.
And making recommendations
yes.
On the,
and
on
the
chair, membership, but the
chair
will figure
out.
Out.
Yes.
And we actually closed the loop on this in February, is that correct?
Well, actually, we could
in
take
January.
It up in January, yes.
Okay, just so we're all clear.
Yeah, okay. Next, we move to the meeting schedule, and as you note, this proposed meeting schedule reflects getting input from individuals, board members, as far as how we could make more efficient use of our time, and also the experiment we tried of having basically concurrent meetings or trying to do everything in one meeting in a month as opposed to two meetings. And it seems to be overwhelmingly the choice of folks that we continue to have two-day meetings or meetings 2 days a month. But what is being proposed here is a structure that would allow us to have meetings, and we tried to group them together so that you don't have any concurrent meetings, and we try to make the days as compact as possible so that we can get as much done as we can. And I should note, there's one other change that I'd like to propose, and since the chair of the committee is here, I can bounce this offer. We didn't put in 2025, and we were thinking of maybe adding that to the second session after the board meeting, if we have to have a 2025 meeting.
I think that's good. We had quite a bit of conversation about the need to regularize that. So I agree it could either go before the board meeting or after the board meeting on the second session, depending on when we need the executive session time.
Yeah, yeah. And also how long the safety and committee
and how long safety and security goes. That's right.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I like the idea of having a safety committee on the same day as the board.
Okay.
Particularly since we seldom, if ever, have business to take to the board.
Correct.
Whereas we have all those committees that bring business separated by 2 weeks, which I think is helpful.
Yep, very good. Any other comments on that proposed meeting schedule? If not, I will entertain a motion to refer that to the full board for its approval next month. Is there a motion? It's been moved. Seconded by Mort, I hear. Mm-hmm. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Let's see.
Chairman?
Yes, sir.
In the material that was circulated the other day, there was also a piece about reducing the number and frequency of certain reports
yes.
to the board, most of which I have no concern about. But one, as I look at it, suggesting that we get a written financial status report quarterly and the public discussion only with respect to the semi-annual report, and then an annual report. A little concern there. What it would mean is that we would get our first public discussion of financial condition and ridership, et cetera, would not occur until March when we're adopting the budget for the next year. And I don't think that really creates enough public understanding of where we are. So we ought to take a look at how that works. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think most of them are great. I just think that one may leave us too much in the dark with respect to finances.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take that under advisement, see if we can make another change. Any other comments? All right. The next item is discussion of 2014 officer nominations. And after conferring with the chair and consistent with the idea of having some continuity in our officer structure, we would propose to recommend to the full board a continuation of the current officer structure for the board. Is there any discussion on that? Okay, if there is none, is there a motion that we recommend to the full board that we nominate the same officers for 2014 as we have in 2013? Yes.
I just think that the statement of the record should indicate who it is.
Oh, okay. Chair Tom Downs and then the executive committee, I guess, is Alvin Nichols and Mark.
First vice chair
and then our past, immediate past chair, which would be Kathy Hudgens. So we've got all four jurisdictions covered. What? What's that? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said Mark, yeah. Okay. Is there a motion to make that recommendation to the full board? It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. That's all we have on the agenda. Is there anything else that anybody would like to bring before the committee for its consideration at this point? If not, we stand adjourned.